Today's daf is daf Tet Zayin in Maseches Sanhedrin. We're holding the first perek, Dinei Momonot L'Shlosha. And we're up to, we've already begun daf Tet Zayin, and we got all the way till Ravina Amar, which is about a quarter of the way down. So we were talking about what the halacha is, that a shevet is nidain in a bezdin of shivim le'echad. We had a number of different approaches. The one approach was it doesn't really mean a shevet, because we couldn't find any chait, that there would be a din of nidan shevet, since a nidan nidachat is maximum, according to the most machmir shita, is ruba shol shevet. So we said it must be referring to the nasiha shevet. Another approach that we tried was that it's talking about a shevet in terms of the dinim of nachalot, but we were doicha that because that should require even the dinim of the original nachalot, which required the presence of Kol Yisrael and the Urim V'Tumim and the Goral. Today, Ravina has an approach that may satisfy our requirements of the Pashas of the Lashon, that it's actually referring to a shevet. So Ravina Amar Le'olam B'Shevet Shehudach. It's actually talking about the din of the entire shevet that was hudach, and even though we were docha before the Kakashel Chabadina de Rabin Tagina Le, we asked before, is it not true that we limit Nira Nidacha to Ruba Shel Shevet? So why would we be done a Shevet that was Hudach with the din of a Rabbi? The answer I give you, says Ravina, is it. Actually, we really do. Don them with the best of Shevin Ve'achad. Af Agav de Katlinan Biachid, but Beidina de Rabbim Daininan Le. Even though Lamaisa, they have dinim of Yechidim. So in other words, the din over here is the typical din of a Yochid. That would mean it was Beskila. But nonetheless, we take the din to a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad. Not that they have a halacha of an Ir Nidachat, but there's a different basis. Because as we mentioned, Milo Amar Reb Chama Barav Yossi Amar Reb Oshaya, Vo'otzeita Ta'ish Ha'u, Vo'ota Isha Hi, does it not say that you should take out the particular individual, and that means dafkan individual, ish v'isha, ata motzi l'sha'arecha, v'i ata motzi kol ha'ir kula l'sha'arecha. Only an individual is taken out to the local sha'ar, but that means that if it's something greater than the individual, then you don't go to the local sha'ar, you go in fact to the Beit Din of Shivim Ve'echad in Yerushalayim, Sanhedrin Agadol. So what we thought originally was a fatal problem in that there's no din of a shevet that could be nidach, even though that's true, it doesn't change the halacha about the requirement of a Beit Din of Shivim Ve'echad. And now we're left with a pshat that allows us to say shevet means exactly what it says, the din of a shevet. V'lo et navi hasheker. Now the halacha of a navi hasheker is also that it requires a Beit Din HaGadol. Minahani mili, where do we know that from? Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Hanina, Atya hazadah mizakein mamre. Since by the zakein mamre, the Torah says that if someone who is a ish asher yaseh bizadon, we find the ish asher yaseh bizadon is to be mamre keneged the Beit Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim. And by the Navi, it also says the same Roshach, a Navi Asher Yazid. So that means that in the same way that by definition, the Zokin Mamre can only be Mamre against the Beit Din HaGadol. If he is in disagreement with any other Beit Din, in the end, as the Pasuk says, you have to go up to the Beit Din HaGadol, and then you do everything Asher Yorucha. But if it's less than the Beit Din HaGadol, he doesn't have a din of a Zakin Mamre. So since the Hazadah by the Zakin Mamre is Kineged a Beit Din of Shivim Ve'achad, the Navi Asher Yazid is also a din, Asher Dedaber B'Shmi, so here he spoke something that I never said, has to be done, Nidain Bebezdin Shal Shivim Ve'achad. That's the Gemara, it's very poor proof, because the Hazadah that appears by the Zakin Mamre is not referring to the act of the Hamra. It's referring to the din of Mita on the Zakin Mamre. And the din of the Zakin Mamre, Azadak Iktiva Biktolahu Diktiva, Uktola Besrim Vetlatahu. There's no din of a chiyuv to take the zaken mamre that he has to be killed in a beitin hagadol. He's killed like anybody else. As mechuyev mitat beitin bebeitin shel shloshim shel esrim shlosha. And therefore, if anything, it would prove the opposite. You need to show me that the reference to the comparison to another sheker is to the din of the hazadah, not to the din of the ketala. Where do you see that? Ela amar Reish Lakish. I'll tell you where you see it. Gamar davar davar mehamrato. What we learn it out from is the posik that refers to speech. So it says by the Navi Sheker, Anavi Asher Yazid, we said, okay, can't be that, but it says Asher Yazid l'daber. So there too we have the daber davar bishmi, and here it also says the same halacha of Asita al-pi ha-davar, Asher Yagidu lecha min ha-makom ahu, Vishamarta lasot, and so on. So that means the reference is to specifically the authority of the Beit Din, and not to the chiyuv mitav the zaken mamre. The authority of the Beit Din is specifically a reference to the Beit Din Agadol Yerushalayim in the Lishkat Hagazit, and therefore we now know that the din of the halacha of how to deal with the Navi Sheker is equivalent to the number, the Beit Din, which defines the zaken mamre. Wait, so now once that's true, why don't we go back and learn out the Zaken Mamre out of the Navi Sheker? From the same, we can go back to the Hazadah, and we could say, okay, but when it comes to the Mita, the Ktala, of the Zaken Mamre, which you assumed was B'Beit Din, Shel Esrim V'Shlosha, like anyone else, you were mistaken. Because the same Gzera Shava that we tried to use earlier, which we showed was wrong, because it was referring to the chiyuv mitah of the zaken mamre, indeed should teach us that the chiyuv mitah of zaken mamre is equivalent to the chiyuv mitah of a navi sheker and requires the beginning of shivim ve'achat. Answers the Gemara, we would, except that we don't have a Kabbalah on that gzera shava. Davar davar gamir. That gzera shava, in fact, had been learned by Kabbalah. Hazadah, hazadah, lo gamir. But the other that we suggested, it turns out, is not only unsuccessful, it's unknown. And unknown, you can't be mechadish gzera shava on your own.
So they understood there was some kind of gzera shava?
No, we were assuming that it must be, then we would have researched it, but we found out that it couldn't have been true anyway. V'lo et kohen gadol. There we find that kohen gadol also has a special halacha requiring a beitin shel shivim ve'achat. Where do we get that from? Minani mili. Omre vada bar ava diomar kro kol hadavar hagadol yavio elecha. And as we saw, that we learned from the din of the structure, the beitin from Yitro, that the things, dvarav shel gadol, is what it's referring to. So where there is someone who, kohen gadol by definition, is referred to the gadol, so the same halacha that we learned before, legabi anasi shevet, where we said anasi shevet, in terms of the requirements, requires also shivim echad, because he is an ish gadol who stands out from the rest of the hap.
Legabi which din?
Anything. Any ketola. We'll see the Gemara, we'll discuss momentus in a moment. So this means dvarav shel gadol, meitve. Davar gadol means davar kashe. You have the bright that says, don't make the mistake of thinking that davar gadol refers to the individual who is being nidain. It refers to the content, the difficulty of the din. So that where the lower courts cannot make a determination, then you come up to the Beit Din Shivim Ve'echad. But it doesn't mean davar shel gadol. And the bright itself questions, ata omer davar kashe. Perhaps it means Devarav Shel Gadol, as we just suggested, as Rav Adabar Ava said, says the Braita, it can't mean that, because Kishuhu Omer, since in the Bitzua, in the actualization of Yitro's suggestion, it says, Et HaDavar HaKashe Yavi Unel Moshe, so it's clear that we are referring to the actualization of Yitro's suggestion of Davar Gadol. And we're making it clear, Davar Gadol means the difficult issues will be brought to Moshe for either consideration or for direct limud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Harei Davar Kasher Amur. What we're referring to is specifically a Davar Kasher. So how exactly does Rav Adabar Ava get away with arguing with the Tana in the Braita, There's another brayta that says exactly what he said. Davar gadol means devarav shel gadol. It means not a difficult sugya. It means an odam gadol who is nidon. And here too the brayta questions. Ata omer devarav shel gadol. O eno ela davar hakasher. Perhaps indeed it means what the other Tana suggested it means. And here the Brayta comes to exactly the opposite conclusion from the same Pasuk. Kishu omer ha-davar ha-kasher, since in the Bitzua it mentions a davar kasher, hare davar kasher amur, clearly there was a separate din of a davar kasher. Haman imekayem davar gadol, davar av shel gadol. So it must be that there's two separate issues. Otherwise, why would I mention it twice? So it's got to mean the chiyuvim on an adam gadol. So that is exactly what was reflected in our Mishnah. The Rav Ata Bar Ava was saying this is the Mekor, that a Kohen Gadol has to be brought to the Beit Din HaGadol. So, but indeed, is it not strange that the original Tana took a look at the same Pasuk and came to the opposite conclusion and didn't say to himself, why would I need two Pasukim that would refer to the same thing? On the contrary, should have recognized that there were indeed two separate issues. So, Haitana Treikroi Lomalai, why did he think that we need one Pasuk that said Davar Gadol and one Pasuk that said Davar Kasher when they meant the same thing? Ah, because he said, look, did you ever see in the Torah that Yitro's suggestion was put into effect? No. So, one was the Tzavah B'Yalma. Yitro was saying, this is what you need to do. But Chad La'asiya, the other one was the actual bitsua of the suggestion of Yitro. Ah, that's a good point then. So then how does our Tana that we're being Semechan, how does he learn that indeed it means the Dvarav Shel Gadol to bring a Kohen Gadol to a Beit Din HaShivim Ve'Echad, V'idach? Because he says the language is different. If Lamaisa, one is the suggestion and one is the bitsua, doesn't it make sense to use the same words for what it is you're putting into effect? So, lichtov, o gadol, gadol, o kasher, kasher. I don't know what your cheshbon is, to use the word gadol or to use the word kasher. But whatever it is, I mean, it should have been similar if it's coming to discuss the effectuation of a suggestion. So then why does it say in one place gadol and the other place kasher? No, my gadol or my kasher. That itself indicates, you're 100% right. And one is in terms of the bitzua, and one is in terms of the tzava. But clearly this is just a more effective way of pointing out that there were two different issues included. One was the aspect of the dover hakasher, and one was the aspect of a dover hagadol in terms of the nidon. So shmami not tarte. Indeed, we see two completely different dinim. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, how about a shor of a kohen gadol bekama? Here's an interesting question. We know that we compared the mitat hashor to the mitat habaalim. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. It could mean the mitat hashor to the general mitat habaalim, or, which is of course a sirmi shlosha, or it could mean baalim baalim, as the case may be. If the owner of the shor is an adam gadol, the kohen gadol, so it requires the same type of beit din that would have been done the kohen gadol himself. So how do we understand it? Vekama limitat baalim di day medaminan le, o dioma limitat baalim de alma medaminan le. So do we view the din of the shor to be a direct expression of the owner of the shor? So it's not that it's stam limud to tell me the number of people. It's an actual insight into the nature of the din, that the nature of the din on the moment of the individual is an expression of the din on himself, in which case, obviously, it would be dependent on the particular din of himself. Or, the other way to understand it, is that it's simply a halacha to teach me the general klal of 23 on a shor, in which case it would be limitat ba'alim da'alma midaminan le. What would be the halacha? Omar Abaye, hey, there's one interesting point, says Abaye. I note that midakamibayle shoro, since the only question that was raised here was legabe a shor haniskal, whether the shor haniskal has the din of the baalim. Michlal de mamono pshitale. It seems obvious to that Tana. I mean, we're not even considering the possibility here that perhaps the din of his mamon Not because of the Shor HaNiskal. Stam. Say Shor was Chayev Mamon. So that would be a din of Momon HaMazik. That for sure doesn't require a Beit Din of Shivim Ve'echad. So Zigmund, well, I mean, obviously, no, I mean, Pshita. The only place where we found that there was a comparison of the din of the Shor to the din of the Baalim was by a Shor HaNiskal. I don't understand. What point is a Baya making? That's obvious. Ah, no. Ma'o de Tema, that's exactly the question that Yisrael just raised. Ho'yu v'katav kol ha'davar ha'gadol. That may mean kol devarav shel gadol. So that would mean that any halakha at all that is done, or the nidon is the kohen gadol, whatever it is, even if it's a small issue, he owes 10 cents, would require a beit din shel shivim ve'echad. Kamashron, what Abai is being medayik, is that it was clear to the Gemara that it's only referring over here to the Dovah HaGadol, meaning the thing which will affect his life, and that is to say, not his Mamein, but rather the Chiyev Mita. Meanwhile, we leave our question, however, hanging. Now, the next thing that we had brings us close to the questions that we're dealing with in Tanakh, and that is that Ein Motziin, we said you cannot be Motzi Klal Yisrael to a Milchama, which is a Milchemet Rishut, unless you have all of these different inyonims. You need the Melech, and you need the Sanhedrin, and you need the Urim Ketumim. Now, how do we know this? Minonimili. Omer Rebbe Avudi Omakro, V'lifnei Elazar HaKoheni Ya'amod, Hu V'chol B'nei Yisrael. Now, this we actually learn from the din of the giving over of the command to Yoshua. So here it says, Lifnei Elazar HaKohen Ya'amod, V'sha'alot B'mishpat HaOrim, Lifnei Adonai, Al Piv Yetzu, V'al Piv Yavo, Hu V'chol B'nei Yisrael Ito V'chol Ha'eda. Let us analyze the meaning of that pasuk. Who? Okay, who is Yoshua? Yoshua, as we saw clearly, had a din of a melech. So that means that in any generation, the interpretation of this pasuk is the individual who takes the place of Yoshua, which would be Melech Yisrael. The Chol B'nei Yisrael Ito, who would represent Chol B'nei Yisrael in terms of war? That's the Mashuach Milchama, who is the one that deals with the morale of the entire nation. The Chol Ha'eda, well, we know the Einei Ha'eda, refers to Sanhedrin. How do we know that this is not actually addressing Sanhedrin? But maybe the point is that Dilma le Sanhedrin, who de ka'armelu Rachmana, de le shai le burim v'tumim. Maybe this is just a din in how it is that the Urim v'tumim is addressed. Because that's what it's referring to over here. It's referring to the din of She'ela in Urim v'tumim. So that means that not only who, Yoshua, meaning a melech, can be Nish'al Urim v'tumim, but that the Sanhedrin can come and ask the Urim v'tumim advice. And that's what it's coming to tell me. But, I mean, to say that this is the halacha of the Seder that requires now each and every one of these things in order to be Yotzi l'milchama, how do we know? Maybe you don't have neither Rishut of Sanhedrin. It's just coming to say, if Sanhedrin desires to inquire from the Urim v'tumim, they don't have a din of a Hediot, they have a din of a Melech, and they can ask. But you can't say that necessarily this is a reference to the order in which we can go about declaring war. You're making a declaration of war very complex. Maybe the Sanhedrin indeed isn't needed. You're right, says the Gemara. We need another Mekar. Eloki hadi, Omer Rav Acha bar Bizna, Omer Rabbi Shimon Chasida. The truth is, if we take a look at the Seder HaDvarim of the Malchut, which the Gemara, we've seen before in Brachot, the Gemara puts into a Paivi, here is the Seder Hayom of David HaMelech. Now, we've already seen that the nature of David HaMelech is Milchama, and that is, of course, mentioned in the Parashat HaMelech itself. So that means that, remember we pointed out the Rambam, he calls the Dinim of Malchut the Hilchot Milachim u'Milchamotehem. That means that it's fundamental to the nature of the Malchut. Therefore, we discuss the issue as if this is the daily Seder of David. Obviously, it doesn't mean this daily Seder of David is to decide each day, okay, time for another war, boys. But this is the Seder of the Malchut, is what is meant. So kinor hayataloy lamaala mimitato shel David kivan shehidia chatzot laila. We know that David used to only take his brief slumber like a sus, so he never really slept completely. But by chatzot laila, he would wake up and begin now his esek in Torah and shirot v'tushbachot. So the ruach tzvonit would begin to play his automated kinor. So the ruach tzvonit min hashevet bo vayenem and min hagen me'elav. That kinor would play on its own. Miyad haya David omeid vosek batorah ad she'ala amud hashachar. So he'd be yosek in Torah until the dawn. Kivan she'ala amud hashachar yichesu chachmei Yisrael etzlo. So the chachomim would come into him to discuss what was the requirements of the day for Yisrael. Omrulo Adonino HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Lefarnasa. We need to make sure that our economy is booming. Omar Lohem Lechuvit Parnasuzem Yizeh. I thought economies are all houses of cards anyway, aren't they? I mean, so can't you just sort of, you know, pretend that you've got enough all around? Omrulo Ena Kometz Masbia Tari Ena Habor Mitmalei Mechuyato. Cards don't exactly satisfy a lion. I mean, we've got real appetites. And if you dig out a bore and now you attempt to fill it back up again with the dirt, it never fills up to the top because now you've crushed the dirt. So how are we supposed to exactly deal with our parnasa from within? Amar lahem, the answer is globalism, which is war. Lechu pishtu yedechem bigdud. Go out and attack. Miyad yoatzim ba achitofel. So they ask Achitofel exactly how to go about it. Nimlachim b'Sanhedrin, you have to be notel reshut from the Sanhedrin Hagadol. V'shoalim b'urim v'tumim, and then you have to ask the urim v'tumim. So here we have the Melech, we have Achitofel, we have Sanhedrin, and we have the urim v'tumim. So say, okay, but we're looking for the posik. Ah, continue. Omer of Yosef, my crow, where indeed do we see that this would be the Seder Hadvorim, to be able to be Yotze Bigdud, which means Milchemet HaRishut, micro. Yacharei Achitofel b'Nayahu ben Yehoyada be'Eviatar v'Sar Tzava l'Melech Yoav. So now, in terms of the representation that each one of these individuals have for the future, obviously the Pasuk is referring to these specific times in which these people were alive, but it's meant to be an indication of what the Seder HaMalchut is. So Achitofel, we know what that represents. Achitofel represents the Yoetz, so it's the council or the individual who represents the council, because as it says, V'cheinu Omer, V'atzat Achitofel Asher Ya'atz, as the Pasuk is made, Achitofel's Eitzah in those days was like itself, Kasher Yishal Ish B'dvar Elohim. He always got straight to the issue, unless it had to do with him, of course. Uvenayahu ven Yehoyada. So Uvenayahu ven Yehoyada refers to the Sanhedrin, because he was the muflo, or the av of Sanhedrin. Eviatar, we'll see the issues about Nosi, av, mufla. These are different lashonos that it was really machlokas Rashi does, although Rashi himself uses the same lashon of av back in Brachot. But the Gemara is going to discuss these issues in the upcoming Dapim. So let's leave that. But in any event, he was certainly in charge of the Sanhedrin. Eviatar, the Kohen, refers to the Urim V'Tumim. And indeed, V'cheinu Omer, you find that the Seder HaDvarim is Uvenayahu ben Yehoyada al hakreti v'al hapleti. So now, this according to Rashi means, V'Nayahu ben Yehoyada, who was the Av Beis Din, or the Rosh of Sanhedrin, came al, meaning before, the kreti upleti, which is a reference to the Urim V'Tumim. V'lamanik roshmam kreti upleti. Kreti shekortin divrehem. They are absolute now and clear about what it is that they say, that you can now be certain you can rely on it. Upleti is shemuflaim maaseihem. So again, this makes sense. If it's a reference to muflaim maaseihem, that it's a reference to the Urim V'Tumim in terms of how it works. Because it works in mysterious, magical ways. Tosis points out that unfortunately there is no such pasuk, which always creates a problem, because this pasuk, as it appears in Divrei HaYomim, does not mention Benayo ben Yehoyada. It mentions Yehoyada ben Benayo. So something is strange. So, Tosfos has a completely different approach. He tainis, first of all, there must have been two Benayo ben Yoyadas. You take a look at the amount of time that's separating them. Yoyada ben Benayo can't be referring to the father, who now suddenly appears at the time of Shlomo, after his son was active throughout the years of David. So it's probably that we're talking about different generations in which was a Benayo, and then was Yoyada, and then who had a child Benayo, had a child Yoyada, and so on. So that what it's really referring to, we're assuming that each one of them, since they had children that were royal amalot at Mekomam, so they were all appointed now Rosh Sanhedrin. But he learns, Al HaKreti Val HaPleti is a reference to Sanhedrin itself. Al HaKreti Val HaPleti means the Sanhedrin. So that the Sanhedrin is mufla, the way in which they understand things, achieve things, and do things, is amazing. Okay, in any event, but there's nonetheless a reference both here to the Evyatar and to the Kreti Upleti, or to Evyatar and to Benayo and Yoyada. And after this story, Sar Tzval HaMelech Yoav, meaning at that point, the reference is now put into the chief of staff, and they decide how to go about it. But we have first the examination by the government, which is Achitofel, in dealing with the council, the affirmation of the Sanhedrin, God's telling us whether we're going to be successful in this endeavor, and then the planning of the actual war in terms of its immediate tactics, and that's the Sar Tzval HaMelech.
Yeah. Let me say, I think the Marshal and the Brachos story, there was a very pressing reason the Plushim were making it economically difficult, and is that assumed also to be part of the...
Possibly. I mean, the Gemara is not addressing here what gives you the Rishus to go out for Pishti Yedecha Bigdu. We're just discussing what is meant in terms of Sanhedrin, where we learn it from. This already, these are much broader sugyas, Ninyanim and Milchama, which we'll see more of later. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, Bereta Revad, Armel Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, Bar Avudimi. Micro, where do we see that there was a kinor that was above the head of David that used to wake him? Ura Chvodi, Ura Haneva Vechinor, Ira Shachar. Here David says that it is his now covet that he should not sleep in like the other Melachim. We know back in Brachot, you know, that's where we get the dream of the Zman Kriyat Shema. Usually kings sleep like the people, commoners today. You know, they sleep in. But David HaMelech was a real king, so the true Kavod is the Esek in Terah, and therefore he was the one who awoke the dawn, not that the dawn should awaken him. Further, says the Mishnah, if you're coming to add to the Kiddush of Yerushalayim in terms of Achilas Kachim, so this would be Achilat Kachim Kali, or the Dinim of the Azarot for Achilat Kachim, you need to have a Beidin of Shimin Ve'echad. Minani Mile. Omri Pshimin Barchio Amakro Kechol Asher Ani Mareutcha Et Tavnita Mishkan. So here we see that in the original Tzivui of the Tavnita Mishkan Ve'Tavnit Kol Kelav, V'chein tasu, as was done today to be kaveya, the dinim of the Mishkan and the Chatzera Mishkan, kein tasu ledorot haba'im. Motiv Rava, if this is the case, then we should say that the same din would apply to the kelim, because it was very nice of you to skip the words v'tavnit kol kelav, but unfortunately for you, we're aware of the pasuk. The pasuk does not only mention Tavnit HaMishkan, it mentions Tavnit Kol Kelav. And it says V'chein Ta'asu. So then, you've got a problem. Because, as it says, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mishichatan B'Kadeshan. Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shemen HaMishcha to create the Kedusha of the Kelim. But Mikan Ve'elech, from this generation on, Avodatan Mechanachatan, any kli that would be made, whether to replace or in addition, would not take Mishichat B'Shemen HaMishcha. It was the very use of the kli that gave it its Kiddusha. Vamai? According to this pasuk that you were just Doresh, we should apply V'chein Ta'asu L'Dorot to exactly the halakhas that you applied to the din of the actual Mokum of the Mishkan. And we should say that V'chein Ta'asu L'Dorot HaBa'im requires Mishicha. Says the Gemara, you'd be right. Except that Shinei Hatam, the Yom HaKra, since Lamaisa, the Pasuk mentions a mute. And the Miut tells us not to do this again. So it says, Vayi biyom kalot Moshe lakim et ha-mishkan, vayimshach oto ve'kadesh oto ve't kol keilav, and then it repeats, ve't ha-mizbeach ve't kol keilav, vayimshachem ve'kadesh otam. Why the repetition? Why vayimshachem ve'kadesh otam? So that's to tell me, vayikadesh otam, only these original kelim are b'mishicha, ve'lo ledorot b'mishicha. For future generations, mishicha is not necessary. Okay, ve'ima otam b'mishicha, uledorot, it's not necessary, but it certainly is enough. So you could have a choice of iba mishicha, iba avodah. You're telling me that only it's the avodah that's b'chanachatan. But suppose you wanted to make now something and be moshiachet with the Shem and HaMishka, that should also be permitted. It's just telling you that otam is required. Lodorot is not required. So that if that's the case, you still don't have a raya from the pasuk. Omar of Papa, well, you're forgetting another pasuk. Omar kro asher yishartum bam bakodesh. Why does the Torah refer to v'lakhu et kol klei hasharet asher yishartu bam? I mean, obviously, what are klei sharet for, if not asher yishartu bam? Ella, the point is that hakatuv tala'an b'sheirot, what the Torah is saying is that it's necessary to give them their kiddushah through usage, and not through defining them in advance with the Mashiach. So hakatuv tala'an b'sheirot. So then, if that's true, then what was that otam? That was very persuasive. Now I'm bothered by the fact that you don't have any need for the otam. So then, why does it say vayimshach otam? Ah, because otam lamali ilav otam hava mina lidorot b'mishicha u'be'avoda. You see, if I wouldn't have known that there was a limitation that was placed on mishicha, I would have said that this is an additional point. You cannot simply be Moshiach Akli in the future and have it have a dative of a klisharet, with all that implies. It's to be Makadish Bash Betocho, for instance, right? Unless it was once used. So initially, when you're building a Mishkan, and what defines it is the Mashiach, fine. But when that stage is over, and it's already been defined, now you want to add a kli. You can't just go now and define a kli as something. You've got to use it as something for it to get its kiddushah. But you would still require the Mashiach, huh? Because after all, it does say v'chein ta'asu, and as you pointed out to me very clearly, and I took it very seriously, if I'm using the v'chein ta'asu l'dorot as an indication, I need a beidin ha'shivim v'echad, so then I should also require mishicha. Why then do I not require mishicha l'dorot? For that I need, katav rachmana, otam to be m'mayet mishicha l'dorot. Otam b'mishicha v'lo l'dorot b'mishicha. So now we're left with two completely different dinim. The time of Moshe Rabbeinu is b'mishicha without shirut, l'dorot, it's shirut without mishicha. Ve'eino sin sanhedraot l'shvatim. So the next thing we learn is that you require beidinu shivim ve'achad that will set up the sanhedraot for each of the shvatim. Minala. How do we know that? Well, k'diashka m'moshe. Moshe, after all, was the one who put into effect the dinim of the Sanhedraot in the Midbar. And, as we've said, Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koi, that Moshe represents the full authority of the Beit Din of shivim v'chad. And therefore, we know that the Dorot will require the same authority to set up the courts across the Shvatim. Tan Rabbanan, minayin shema'amidim shoftim liYisrael. How do we know these various dinim, that there's a din of shofet for Yisrael, a din of shofet for Shevet, a din of shofet for each city, where does that come from? So we want to take apart the posik of the shoftim v'shotrim. That shoftim v'shotrim has a lot of drushas in it. And looking at that posik carefully, we can now parse it as follows. Tamad loma shoftim titein. Because if you look at that pasuk, it's always also a reference to each thing separately. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. So shoftim titein, shotrim titein. How do we know shotrim l'Yisrael? Because before we discuss any issue of sha'orim and any issue of shvatecha, it just says titein. Now that's a general titein for Yisrael as a whole. And since it mentions shotrim separately, shotrim l'Yisrael minayin, Talmud Lomar, Shotrim Titein. That's halacha number two. Halacha number 3. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet minayin. And how do we know that this is a separate din of giving a shofet to the shevet? Talmud lomar shoftim lishvatecha. How do we know shotrim l'chol shevet v'shevet is the fourth halacha minayin? Talmud lomar shotrim lishvatecha. How do we know that we need to give shoftim in each city a beit din of esrim v'shlosha? L'chol ir v'ir minayin. Talmud lomar shoftim l'sha'arecha. And how do we know the sixth halacha, shotrim l'chol ir v'ir minayin? Talmud lomar shotrim l'sha'arecha. And the seventh halacha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you need to have echad memuneh al kulam, she'nemar titen lecha. Since the titen lecha is here separated, we say not titen lecha shoftim v'shotrim, but a shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha, and then separately the b'chol sha'arecha, that means there needs to be a beidin gadol that's in charge of all of them. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, lishvatecha v'shaftu. There's a further diuk over here, and that is that there was a separate word of mishpat that is a reference to the beidin of the shevet, which teaches me that there is a mitzvah b'shevet ladun et shifto, that there is a chiyuv not to go to the beitin of another shevet, but rather to stick specifically, even if you have, as Tosef points out, you may have a city in which you have two shvatim. So what do you do there? There's a din that you should have, and there's no loti to go to do here. That's a halacha of the beitin of a shevet. So even if it's b'ir achat, because otherwise, what's it? Okay, I hear the ear, the relationship of the shevet first, and then the ear that we're doing in this fashion. Because in the pasuk it says in the other direction. So even if b'ir achat you have two shvatim, there's a mitzvah to go to the beitin of your own shevet. 23. How do we know that the ear anidachat requires now the Beit Din HaGadol, and this is, we just had an Omer Aleph, Omer Chia Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Hoshaya, the Omer HaKrova Otzeta, Ta'ishahu, O Et Ha'isha Hehi, it's Dafkan individual, Ish V'isha, Ata Motzei L'Sha'arecha, which is the local Beit Din of Esrim V'Shlosha, but I Ata Motzei Kol Ha'ir Kula L'Sha'arecha, and this, as we saw in Omer Aleph, is a din separate from the halacha of Ir HaNidachat. Stam a din, that when you're being done a rabin, whether in terms of a city or a shevet, it's always lifnei esrim, b'yashimim v'yachat. Ein osim Ir HaNidachat bisvar, and you cannot make an Ir HaNidachat which is along the boundary, my taima. Where do we get this from? It's because the Torah identifies the Ir HaNidachat as an ear which is mikirbecha. When it's mikirbecha, it means it has to be inside your territory and not along the edge of your territory. So mikirbecha, rachman of alumin asfar. Velo shalosh, and we do not make three cities an ear anidachat. Dichtiv, because there too the Torah says, kitishma biachat arecha. Ah, wait a minute. So where do we get, you're saying not three, it should be not two. Dichtiv achat. Avalosim achat or shtaim, why two? Because dichtiv arecha. It does say achat arecha, so arecha is a minimum of two. Tana rabbanan achat means achat velo shalosh. Indeed, the Braita puts it very succinctly. When the posik mentions biachat, it means a not three. What? Atomer achat velo shalosh. Last I heard, there's a number that comes between us two. Inel achat velo shtaim. Kishomer arecha hare shtaim amur. Since the Torah insists on using the Lashon of Arecha, Lashon Rabi, it must include even two cities. So therefore, Amani Mekayim Achat, to tell me, don't take that as a general plural. Anything beyond two would be prohibited. Achat velo shalosh.
You don't look at it as a product law.
No, it's not. Well, why would it be a product law? Zimni no marav v'beitin echad hudeinosi. Ha b'shnayim. So sometimes Rav would say, this, it's only when it's the same Beit Din that you don't make two. But let's say the Beit Din now is a new Beit Din. Let's say the old Beit Din died off. We now have a different Sanhedrin. So Habishnaim, or Shlosha Batidinim, each one of them can now start their own Din of an Ir HaNidachat. V'zimnin Amar Rav, but there were other times when Rav said, Afilu Bishnaim v'Shlosha Batidinim la'olam ein osim. It's never possible in history to make now more than the two Irani Dachat. My time at the Rav, why would he have said that? Mishum Karacha. Even though it's clear that perhaps the Pasuk may be a tzivui to a particular Beit Din, but there's also the implications, which is that that Eretz Yisrael should not have an area that is Charuf. Om Resh Lakish. Okay, but if that's the case, then it's Lo Shana V'Mokam Echad. We're talking about two cities that are in the same general area. So two of them are in the Galil, two of them are Yehuda. But if you're talking about scattering them across Eretz Yisrael, Avo Bishnayim V'Shloshan Mekomot Osim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Osim. You cannot make it at all, anywhere in there, even scattered across Eretz Yisrael. Mishum Karachai in Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Gavati to Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Osim. Shalosh Ayarot Menudachot Be'Eretz Yisrael. Aval Osim Otam Shtayim. You could make two, but those two need to be in different areas. Kagon, Achat Yehuda, Achat Begalil. You can't even make two in the same area. Avoshtayim Yehuda, Veshtayim Begalil, Enosim. Usmuchal Esvar, Afilo Achat Enosim. You wouldn't even be able to make one my taima. Now this is strange because we just learned it out of the pasuk. Nikir Becha. And here it gives a reason. Shema Yishmu Nochrim. That's all we need is to leave any type of opening along our security fence, and the next thing you know, they'll be sending in terrorists. And so, Mamela, it's a Svara. Wait a minute. Didn't you just learn out of that Pasuk? The typically Nimikir Becha, Marachmona. I thought it's a Ferisher Pasuk, Mikir Becha. Velomina Svar. Ah, this is going like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon always points out the logic of the Pasuk. So Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish Taima Dekra, why then would the Torah be telling us Bekir Becha? Because it's clear that we cannot leave our boundaries open so that we should have a breach in our defenses. Uvdot Bashetach are very important.
Security comes first.
They just don't have the deal brought up in the contemporary. You don't hear the stuff being brought up in the.
What do you mean? You want people to be arrested? You try to bring up one of the denim of the terror. How dare you?
This is how do we call out the Darius? We only have two or the Darius?
Yeah.
No, it gets built up.